يا نفس إن لم تظفري لا تجزعي يا نفس إن لم تظفري لا تجزعي.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, so in our yesterday's lesson we talked about good manners, and I said that of the most important deeds that we can do, because again the whole series is about various ways to get to Jannah and various things we should be doing, of the most important good deeds that we can do, and of the most important manifestations of good manners, is to have good manners with one's own parents, right? Now, I know that we have heard the topic of parents over and over again, and especially when it comes to teenagers, whenever you bring up this topic, they roll their eyes, say, oh my God, not again. And subhanAllah, that is the reality, that one day these teenagers will also have their own teenagers, and when they give them lectures, their own teenagers will roll their eyes back at them. But that is the circle of life that we all, inshaAllah ta'ala, go through. But still, Allah tells us in the Quran to remind one another and to benefit from these reminders. And there are so many verses of the Quran and so many ahadith about the blessings of being good to one's parents. And of course, one of the incidents that is narrated is very powerful, really. It moves me all the time. It is a statement of Ibn Umar radiallahu an, that Ibn Umar was doing tawaf around the Kaaba. And Ibn Umar, this is after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he saw a man in the Hajj pilgrimage carrying an old lady on his back. And when the man saw Ibn Umar and he recognized him, because the people were asking him questions, he rushed up to me and said that, oh Ibn Umar, this lady is my mother and she wanted to come for Hajj, and I didn't have the money to hire or to get a camel, so I carried her on my back and we are now doing Hajj. Have I given the haqq of my mother back to her? So can you imagine, this is a man who is doing Hajj for his mother by literally carrying the elderly lady on the back, and wherever he came from, we don't know, and he's now performing Hajj. And Ibn Umar said, no, you haven't given her haqq back, and not even a fraction of it. So the man was shocked. He said, how? Like how? What? I did so much. And Ibn Umar gave a very, very, very powerful response, that he said that the difference is that what your mother did for you, she did out of love, wanting your life and wanting to see you flourish and grow. And what you are doing in return, you are doing it as a burden, as a debt. You're basically repaying it back, and you are waiting for her to pass on and die. There's a big difference between the two, right? You might have done a lot, nobody's denying that. But Ibn Umar pointed out the psychological frame of mind, which is so true, subhanAllah, that you know the parent's love for the child is a very different love than the child's love for the parent. And especially when the nurturing and the caring has to take place, it's a very different type of philosophy. This is how we are. When our child is sick, we will rush to the doctor with genuine love and concern. And when it is the other way around, we will rush to the doctor but with a different type. It's not the same type. It's not the same, you know, worries that come. And this is the reality of Allah's yani creation, that the parents need to have a certain type of love to take care of their children, right? So Allah Azza wa Jalla has placed that love there. There's nothing wrong with having different types of love. But at the same time, we should recognize this as well, just like Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu pointed out in this regard. And of course, we all know that Allah Azza wa Jalla always pairs in the Quran the rights of Himself with the rights of the parents. And this is in multiple verses, by the way. It's not just in the famous verse of Surah Al-Isra, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ لَا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّهُ وَالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. This is the famous verse that is always mentioned. But there are many other verses in the Quran as well. For example, even in previous nations, the same ruling was given. Allah says in the Quran, وَإِذَا خَذْنَا مِثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. We took the covenant with the children of Israel, and we said to them, you can only worship Allah alone, and you must be good to your parents. And notice the word that is always used in the Quran, typically used, is ihsan. And ihsan means that you give more than the rights that are due, and that you accept back less than the rights due unto you. So ihsan is a state of excellence. Ihsan is the highest form of generosity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the righteous are those who are giving with ihsan to their parents. And there are, of course, so many other, you know, I don't need to go over to you the blessings of the Quran and Sunnah with regards to taking care of parents. It's just a reminder for myself and all of you that those of you whose parents are still here, and I especially speak to you, those of you whose parents are still here, that take advantage of this time. Take advantage of this time that alhamdulillah, you have one or both of your parents. It is mentioned that a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and, you know, confessed of a sin and said that he had done something. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, are any of your parents alive? Our scholars mentioned, in this case he said no. Our scholars mentioned the reason that he said this was that this would have been the biggest good deed that he could have done. Ibn Abbas, the companion of the Prophet ﷺ, a man came to him and said, oh, Ibn Abbas, I have done a major sin. I have committed murder. I've murdered somebody. How can Allah forgive me? Ibn Abbas said, is your mother alive? He said, yes. He said, go to your mother and serve her till she passes on. Just be her servant till she passes on. Notice, subhanAllah, the man committed the worst crime imaginable on this earth. And he wants to do a good deed to make up for that. Ibn Abbas, the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that, yes, go to your mother and help your mother out. That will be the greatest good deed that you can do to try to redeem yourself in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the famous Isra al-Miraj journey, when our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the heavens, he heard or he saw a beautiful palace. And it was so beautiful, he wanted it for himself. But he said to Jibreel, whose palace is this? And Jibreel responded, this palace belongs to Haritha ibn al-Nu'man. Haritha ibn al-Nu'man. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that palace was given to Haritha because he used to be good to his mother. Subhanallah. Can you imagine our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is seeing a palace that is gorgeous, beautiful. Then he comes back and he tells us the reason why that man got the palace was because he was indeed good to his mother. And of course realize that to have one or both parents alive, it is a very, very big blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it shows us that the doors of Jannah are open up. It is mentioned that one of the Sahaba, when his father passed away, that he was crying at the grave and the people consoled him. And he said, I am not crying just because my father has passed on. I am crying because the biggest door to Jannah has been shut. Okay, I'm crying because the biggest door to Jannah has been shut for me. Therefore, this shows us that if your parents are alive, they are the biggest door to Jannah for you. If one or both of your parents are alive, there is nothing you can do to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after your five prayers than to earn Jannah through them. And how? What is to be done? Well, obviously, you know, there are financial and legal and moral obligations. There's physically serving them. But you know, I want to talk more about another aspect which is overlooked, and that is the emotional support. And that is just to show love to them, to be there for them, to call them up, to just be a part of their lives when they need you to be a part of their lives. That is a type of emotional support that for many, many parents, it is much more important than just sending some check or sending some, you know, some other type of item that they need. Sometimes that emotional, you know, love that the child can give, that the son and daughter can give, just to call them up on a regular basis, to visit them on a regular basis. This is something that do not trivialize and do not underestimate the joy that your parents will have when you remember them. So many of us, subhanAllah, we never even call our parents regularly. And then perhaps the time will come when we cannot call our parents. So before that time comes, do your best to make sure that you are there for them in whatever way that it is possible. If it so happens that your parents have moved on, if it so happens that they passed on to the next life, there is still much that you can do for them. And of the things that you can do is obviously seek forgiveness for them. Ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to forgive them. And to fulfill any request that they had, and to give charity on their behalf, and to give the udhiyah in these days or in any days in their name, and to make the hajj and the umrah in their name. So you go for hajj if you've already done hajj yourself, or umrah, and you gift it to them. And to also visit their friends and their relatives as well. Their friends and their relatives as well. Visit them and remember them when you go there, because our scholars mentioned that when you visit the friends of your parents, what is the topic of conversation going to be? It's going to be your parents. And so it will bring back the memories, and it will make you make dua for them, and it will overall be something that will be something that the sweetness of those days and times, it will come back. So this is one of the things that our Prophet mentioned when it comes to giving the rights of the parents even after they have passed on. Therefore, of the good deeds that we should do in these 10 days, whether our parents are alive or they have passed on, is to do something for them. If they're alive, much can be done. And if they passed on, much can be done as well. I suggest to you and myself that we should do some regular good deeds, especially if our parents have moved on. Put in your calendar, once a week I'm going to do this, or once a month I'm going to do something for them special. So that, you know, do some, you can recite Quran for them and pass it to them as well. If they've passed on in this world, do a good deed for them. Give charity in their name. Do an umrah or a hajj. And the least that can be done is to raise your hands up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make dua and istighfar for them. This is of the least of the rights that Allah Azza wa Jal has asked us to do. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us all righteous children of our parents. Inshallah ta'ala, we will continue in our next lesson tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ya man ajabta du'a nuhin fantasar wa hamaltahu fi fulkika almashhuni. Ya man أحال النار حول خليله روحا وريحانا بقولك كون